Yesterday, Sharaji explained that after 49 days after Buddha's enlightenment, Buddha prepared to teach the beings. During these days, the beings had thick layers of raga, dosa, moha, and they had thick layers of ignorance. And the Dhamma is profound and thus difficult to be discerned. And the Dhamma is difficult to be discerned and thus profound. As the beings had thick layers of ignorance, they will not discern the Dhamma easily. So Buddha had this in mind that Buddha will not teach just for a few seconds. The Mahabrahma approached the Buddha and requested the Buddha to teach. The Mahabrahma is one of the Deva. Due to the momentum of the wholesome deeds, he shined with the virtues and he enjoys the results of these good deeds. Yesterday, Saraji explained that there are three kinds of deva: Samudhi deva, Upapati deva, and Visuddhi deva. Among these three, the Mahabrahma is included in the second type, Upapati deva. And the Mahabrahma governs other Brahmas that are in the first jhana plane. And the Mahabrahma is said to be of big build, also had great powers. Mahabrahma requested the Buddha to teach. In the Brahma plane, the Brahmas have a long lifespan and they enjoy being absorbed in jhana. And today, Saraji will explain in order to give the general knowledge as well as to give encouragement in the practice. And Saraji will compare the Mahabrahmas using the technology cryogenics. And Saraji is not a scientist, he said, and he has not learned science. But he read this and that, he read materials, and he asked people who knows about them. And Saraji thought that this cryogenics should be used in explaining about the Dhamma. When he explains, it may be that the term, the studies cryogenics may not be fully explained. But anyway, Saraji thought that it will be useful to explain by using this cryogenic in order to bring benefit for the meditators. And Saraji explained how this Brahma got to this Brahma plane. In Abhidhamma, taught by the Buddha, there is the word kusala, and kusala has many other meanings. The kusala are the wholesomeness that is blameless, that gives good benefits, good results. So Kusala has these two qualities of being blameless, giving good results. One can fulfill Kusala in body, speech, and mind. The people who fulfill Kusala, wholesomeness, wholesome deed by body, speech, and mind, become human and Deva, and they can also become Brahma in the material plane and immaterial plane of the material plane and immaterial plane of the Brahma plane. By fulfilling the jhana, they are reborn as the Brahma in the first plane of the Brahma plane. When they are fulfilling this jhana with the slack jhana, slack will, with the slack virya effort, with the slack mind, and the knowledge not as strong, when they attain the first jhana, they can be reborn in the lower class of the first Brahma plane, and they become the servants serving for the Mahabrahma. So just like some of the yogis, when they are practicing Satipatthana meditation, they don't practice respectfully, they have less jhana, and their virya effort is lack, they don't have a firm mind, and they don't develop strong knowledge. So just like these yogis, the ones who practice the jhana, when they are slack in the will, the effort, the mind, and the knowledge, they are reborn as the lower class Brahma in the first Brahma plane. Because their factors, the proximate factors, virya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration, which are the proximate cause for knowledge to arise, are weak, not sufficient, then the jhana they attain will be paritta. It will be a weaker form of jhana. And they will be reborn as a low class Brahma in the Brahma Parisaja plane. For those who had moderate jhana, virya, citta, and vimansa, the ones who have moderate will, moderate effort, moderate mind, moderate knowledge, they are the middle class in the Brahma plane, doing service for the Mahabrahma. Those of them who practice with strong jhana, strong will, strong virya, and a strong mind, developing strong vimansa, strong knowledge, will be reborn as high class Brahma in the Brahma plane. And they are born in the first plane of the Brahma realm. When fulfilling the wholesome deeds that are blameless, that give good result, one should fulfill them with strong jhana, strong will. One should have the determination that by practicing with strong jhana and strong diligence, one can fulfill anything that should be fulfilled. And in the practice, at times one's viriya effort should be strong. Asserting initial effort, step up effort, effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. So that one can remove these defilements. And it takes courageous effort to practice. Asserting courageous effort in the practice, everything can be fulfilled, and one should have this determination that everything can be fulfilled by practicing with courageous effort. At times, one might come across things that are discouraging, but one should not give up, but one should continue to strive hard. And at times, one should cultivate the prudence, strong prudence, able to differentiate what is wrong and what is right, able to refrain from wrong path, able to go onto the right path. And one should have the determination that everything can be fulfilled by practicing having strong prudence. If these factors, the jhana, viriya, and the mind and the knowledge are weak, then they will get weak results. And when these factors are moderate, they will get moderate results. But when the person practices with strong jhana, viriya, citta, and vimansa, such kind of person will be high class in the human life. And also, if the person becomes a deva, the person will be a high class deva. And also, in the satipatthana practice as well, one should have this highest jhana, viriya, citta, and vimansa. One should have the highest will, highest effort, highest mind, and highest firm mind, and highest knowledge in order to reach the top. So these factors are very fundamental in the practice. When working, at times the jhana, the will, become prevalent. At times the effort becomes prevalent. At times the mind, the firm mind, becomes prevalent. At times the knowledge becomes prevalent. And having these factors, one will be able to refrain from what is wrong, and one will be able to perform what is beneficial, so that one will reach the top. Vimansa is the prudence. And when one is about to do something or talk something, one should consider whether it is beneficial or not. One should have the prudence, able to consider whether something is beneficial or not. Practicing satipatthana meditation is very beneficial, and one should practice respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly, and it is very beneficial. And it is not suitable to practice moving quickly, and it is not suitable to sit down abruptly or look here and there while practicing. So one should know that these kind of actions are not suitable in the practice. As a yogi, yogi should move like a sickly person. moving very slowly like a sickly person, it is most suitable in the practice. So one should do things slowly in the practice. And today, Saraji came and take a look at the yogis, whether they are mindful or not. After they finished walking, when they come back to their places for sitting meditation, Saraji came to see whether the yogis are mindful or whether the yogis are practicing efficiently. And Saraji see that yogis are sitting down abruptly. Yogi has to sit slowly, inch by inch. One should not be sitting down quickly. So when practicing, yogis should practice in the way that will be beneficial and suitable. When doing walking meditation, as soon as the foot has been lifted, one should be mindful from the very moment of lifting all the way through until lifting finishes, and one should note with effort so that the noting mind will reach the lifting. When noting moving, the mindfulness should cover from the very moment of moving all the way through moving finishes. And when placing, yogi should be mindful from the very moment of releasing the foot all the way through until it touches and presses on the ground. And Saraji has been explaining that when eating, one should chew properly, pay attention to know the flavor. In the same way, in noting the object, yogi should note in such a way so that yogi comes to know the true nature of the object that is compared to the flavor of the food. When Saraji came to look at the yogis, when they are about to sit down at their sitting place, Saraji sees that only few of the yogis are sitting down slowly, mindfully. Saraji said only the 10% of the yogis are sitting slowly and mindfully. Some of the yogis, their notings are not continuous, and some of the yogis are not mindful at all. And Saraji says that one should have the prudence to differentiate what is beneficial and what is not. And one should have the prudence differentiating what is suitable, what is not. Having prudence, what is beneficial, what is not beneficial, is sataka sampajanya. Having the prudence, knowing, differentiating what is suitable, what is not suitable, it is sapaya sampajanya. So when practicing, yogi should practice respectfully, efficiently, with effort. When working in order to gain benefit, one should be a true worker, practicing continuously, respectfully. When a person gives a gift with metta, loving kindness, in order to bring benefit, with karuna, compassion, when a person gives this precious gift with metta and karuna, it is very important to accept the precious gift respectfully and to make use of this precious gift usefully. Only then it will be worthy of giving more and more precious gifts. and the person will gain more benefit. The Dhamma gift given here is very precious, very valuable and very precious. Buddha taught the Dhamma that uplifts the standard of beings and to be totally free from suffering. It is very precious. And the correct method of practice are taught. Among the wholesome deeds, Kama Vachara Kusala is the lowest. Akusala and wholesomeness are degrading and they are to be refrained. They are prohibited from doing. Among the wholesome deeds, the Kama Vajra Kusala, the wholesome deeds of the sensual plane, are the lowest. The wholesome deeds that are done in the sensual plane, where the Kama Tanha, the craving dwells, is the lowest. People of the Kama plane want the five kinds of sensual objects. They want to see good sights, they want to listen to sweet, pleasant sounds and voice, they want to smell good fragrance, they want to taste good flavor, they want good touch. The good touch, such as when the weather is hot, they like to have coolness. When the weather is cold, they like warmth. They like the touch of delicate, soft clothes, and they like the touch of the opposite sex. The Kama Tanha, the sensual desire, having Kama Tanha, sensual desire, one wants good things to be seen, to be heard, to be smelled, to be tasted, to be touched. And they do not know the flaws of the sensual pleasure. And in order to get the sensual pleasures, what they want, they perform wholesome deeds such as dana and sila. And based on these dana, sila, as a result, they are born, they become human, and the people who have better karma, they are born as deva. The sensual happiness of the deva are better than the human, but they are bad, and the deva are wasting their time with the deva pleasure, with fun, not seeing the flaws of this pleasure. Not seeing the flaws of pleasure, taking them as good, they seek more and more sensual pleasure. They are drowned in the sensual pleasure that they do not get peacefulness. The Brahma are the ones who see flaws of sensual pleasure. Due to the past deeds, one comes across people who have good moral conduct and they can receive the teachings of the wise people, wise person. Sensual pleasure must be limited. And one should not indulge in sensual pleasure that one should not indulge in sensual pleasure that is unlawful. Not indulging in sensual pleasure that is unlawful, one will be free from social problems and there will be less crimes. If the person indulges in sensual pleasure, there can be selfishness, and the person will not have forgiveness, patience, forgiveness, and the person is not willing to make sacrifices, and the person will be happy just to get what he or she wants. Giving priority to the sensual pleasure, one becomes very selfish and it is extreme. Even having sensual pleasure with what one has, without any limit, it will be extreme. And if the person has sensual pleasure that is unlawful, that creates many social problems. Especially the young who do not have prudence, they do all things, having sex or using drugs, and they become the slaves of intoxicants, and they lose their life with drugs. So these are the bad consequences of indulging sensual pleasure. Even the sensual pleasure that one has, one is entitled to, there should be a limit. And one should refrain from sensual pleasure that is unlawful, that is not proper. If there is no limit, then it will be a total chaos, and the whole world is being ruined. The ones who do not have prudence indulge in the sensual pleasure, and they commit misconduct, wrongful conducts, and they suffer from various kinds of physical illness and mental illness. There can be depression, not able to sleep, not able to eat, and such kind of the sensual pleasure had become dangerous and fatal. As a human being, when they indulge in the sensual pleasure, they become the slave of craving. Buddha said, Uno loko ateto tanna daso. Ateto means the person who is not content with what he, she has, the person who is not content with the sensual pleasure, will be uno, always deficient of what he, she wants. And the person will be wanting more and more. There is no such thing that the person will be content, but always wanting more and more, always deficient in getting what he, she wants. So the loba, the greed, the craving, is making the person to do things, and that the person become the slave of craving. Tanha daso, meaning the person becomes the slave of craving, and it has become dangerous and fatal. One should know the flaws of the sensual pleasure, and one should know that there is the kind of happiness that excels many times than the sensual happiness. People who see the flaws in the sensual pleasure practice Satipatthana meditation, and the Brahmas practice jhana. By practicing jhana, by practicing the path of jhana, the person can become a Brahma. And by following the jnana path, the knowledge path, one can become a Riya, a noble person, through practicing. The devas, the celestial beings, become deva due to the dana and sila, and they reborn as deva. In the deva world, they do not have to earn like the human do. They do not need to seek for education, or they do not need to make a living for the family. As a result of their good deeds, they are born as deva. And as a subsequent result, they get the deva pleasure. And they have pleasure full time. And it seems that time is not enough for them to have fun. The example is given when a person has worked diligently while he or she is young and healthy, saving enough, having enough saving, and when the person retires, buying a big land with a big building, living in comfort and luxury after retiring with all that the person has saved. This is compared to being a deva, and being a deva, a celestial being, it will be more luxurious than that example. But when these devas have used up all these results of these good deeds, they can be reborn in lower existences. So compared to the human life, the life of a deva is high, but it is said to be a profit that is leading to loss. So Saraji says not to be craving for the deva life, not to be craving for the ordinary deva life. The Brahmas are those who see the flaws in the celestial sensual pleasure. And for those who want to be purified, see the flaws in the deva pleasure, seeing it as suffering, and they practice satipatthana meditation. People who are absorbed in the sensual pleasure are spending their time with fun, losing sleep, not having enough sleep, not eating well, not taking rest. They become ill, their immunity go down, and some of them eventually die. And also in the celestial realm, there are the deva who are wasting their time, having fun, and they indulge in having this sensual pleasure, having fun, that they even forget to eat. Their bodies are very delicate, and when they forget in eating, their stomach will have trouble. And it is just like when a flower gets withered due to extreme sun, and the flower cannot become fresh again. In the same way, when the deva forgets in eating, their immunity go down and they eventually die from not eating. And also there are groups of deva, and among each group there can be things like making fun of each other, envy, jealousy, And when dosa, anger arises, their body being delicate and dosa being gross, such anger can even make the blood in the heart go bad and the deva pass away due to the anger. So in the deva realm, also there are these problems in the deva realm. And in the human plane, it is worse. In the human world, there are jealousy, selfishness. Having selfishness, the person does not have metta, loving kindness. And the person lacks patience, forgiveness. Being selfish, there is lobha, greed. Not having patience, forgiveness, not willing to make sacrifices, there is hatred dosa. When there is hatred dosa, the cruelty dosa also follows. And when there is hatred, cruelty, overwhelming, and the person does not see the flaws of such things, being deluded, being concealed by moha, and the person think of them as good, and the person think highly of oneself, there is conceit, envy, jealousy, and so on. The Brahmas see flaws in these things, and the Ariya, the noble person, sees the flaws very well that they practice Satipatthana meditation. Seeing the flaws of the human sensual pleasure and the deva sensual pleasure, they practice the kind of bhavana, the jhana, so that they can be reborn in the plane where there is much happiness. And they practice logia jhana, mundane absorption. Those people who do not like suffering in any way, they practice Satipatthana meditation in order to attain the true happiness. And this will be all for today, as the talk has been going on for 1 hour and 15 minutes. And later on in the following day, Saraji also intends to give Dharma talk for about 75 minutes. This will be all for today. Sadhu.